Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Health Services Director, Jotham Arbor. All right, Jotham, so what were numbers for some of the illnesses here over the winter?
Yeah, so we had a fairly rough winter, and I think everybody realized that going into December, our flu numbers were just kind of off the charts. We were looking at flu numbers that we hadn't seen in almost 5 years. So when we look at flu numbers and tracking all of that kind of stuff, we rely heavily on data coming in from our clinics and our outpatient settings. And so going into that last week of November and beginning week of February, we saw that numbers were increased by 26% from the previous years. And that just means that in any given case, when we were looking at total number of flu numbers, they were up significantly. And, you know, you saw COVID continue to go throughout our season. We're finally getting into a spring. It seems like the weather's going to warm up, although today it's not where it is. But those warm-ups are traditionally where we see a decrease in some of those numbers. Our RSV numbers, especially in our young kids, tended to be pretty high. We were seeing as many as 300 or 400 cases across the state of Iowa in any given week during this last season. But when we look at where we are right now, coming into February and March, and then especially going into April, all of those, the RSVs, the adenoviruses, the non-COVID-19 coronaviruses and flu have all kind of settled down or on their way down. You know, we're still pretty high with things like the rhinoviruses and enteroviruses and other things that cause like stomach flu and the common cold, the sniffles and whatnot. But those are starting to level off and come down throughout the state, and especially here in Guthrie, we're seeing that. We still are seeing a lot of strep cases, strep A, and that's traditionally the strep cases that we see with throat soreness, and you see it in kids. And that's not uncommon this time of year, but those numbers are still high, and so folks should be taking some precautions. And we're not through our flu season, we're not through our respiratory season just yet, and so I think that a good thing to remember would be that washing your hands and making sure that you're doing all of the fun things that we know work. As far as staying at home when you're sick, all of that still applies, and we would really recommend that, you know, if you're sick with the flu, if you're sick with those respiratory symptoms, if you're having a hard time managing your fever, if you have a fever, getting into your doctor, making sure that you're chatting with your doctor, and then staying at home when you're sick and doing all of those things is really important. You know, over the last couple of weeks here, we've been monitoring our COVID numbers as well. We keep on top of that, and we'll continue to do that with all of these things, even as we come out of the pandemic, and we'll talk a little bit about that here, coming out of that in May. But you've got, in the last 14 days in Guthrie County, you've had 10 cases that have been seen of COVID, and we'll continue to see that. The flu, RSV, COVID, adenoviruses, all of those things that we associate with respiratory viruses, so the things that make us cough and the things that make us sneeze and all of those other things, we're going to see those kind of seasonally. And that's what we anticipated over the last 2 years. I know it's been just COVID that we've seen, and that's been lingering, but that's leveling off now, and everything's kind of getting into its season, getting into a groove. And so we'll just continue to monitor those.
All right, and kind of as you mentioned, coming up in May, we'll come out of the pandemic status for COVID. What does that mean for Guthrie County Public Health?
Well, and I should probably correct myself there. The pandemic status, meaning that it's still worldwide, I don't know that we're ending the pandemic. We're ending our emergency declarations in the U.S., and so what that means is that we are at a level now where we're seeing hospitalizations that have gone down enough, and we're seeing cases drop, and we've seen everything kind of come back down into a more normal, more manageable, a more seasonal approach. And so as that declaration ends, in Iowa, we have already ended our declaration. So the U.S. declaration is now ending, and we're saying, hey, look, we think this is manageable across the entire United States. What that will mean for Guthrie County Public Health is not that we won't stop monitoring for these things. We monitor for all things across the board. We have a very in-depth infectious disease and disease surveillance program at the county level. Continue to monitor those things. It will mean that at some point the vaccines that have been distributed will, and they will continue distributing those vaccines, and we will continue offering vaccines through those programs at the federal level until those vaccines are done. We will probably see going into the fall and in the spring that you will find the free vaccine that you've been able to access will come to an end. Now, here at Guthrie County, we'll continue to offer that for as long as we can. And we anticipate being able to offer that all the way through the next fall season here and giving out those shots. But it will mean that you will now have to access those vaccines through your providers, through the pharmacies, and there may be a cost associated with that depending on what insurances are willing to cover. It will also mean that, you know, the free PPE, and that's personal protective equipment that we've been giving out, like your masks and the gloves and all of those other things. On the federal level, those things will kind of slow down to the states, and at the state level, those things have kind of stopped a little bit. So here locally, we do have a preparedness supply, but you know, we won't be handing those things out. Testing, that will be the one thing that you'll notice. Testing will, and we've had testing available through our providers and through the pharmacies that you can purchase and that you can access with insurances. That may be one thing that changes a little bit as far as the insurance goes, what they are willing to cover, what they're not willing to cover, and how you can access those tests. And those free tests that you're able to access on the federal level, those will probably dwindle down and no longer be available. But for folks here, the short answer to that question, how does it impact us in Guthrie County? It doesn't change our dedication to making sure that any disease that we're dealing with is dealt with and surveilled and that resources are available. It just means those resources might look just a little bit different, and the way that they're paid for might be different as far as insurances, and there might be some out-of-pocket expenses for some of those things. But I don't think that that's going to have a huge impact on the county as a whole as far as being able to get those services to people.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.